Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Linda, and this is Soul in the City, where we inspire to go higher and higher in the spirit. Today, we're going to be talking about the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus was our way shower, and he showed us the way of how to live this life. So even in his resurrection, there is evidence of the power within us that we can resurrect out of situations that hold us down. We're going to talk about that when we come back. But I want to listen to the song by Hillsong called Unending Love. Because that resurrection is showing us the unending love of God. So let's listen to Hillsong, Unending Love.
I'm humbled by the wonder of
Wow, how powerful is that song when you said, you know, it says, now all I am, all that you are, I lay at your feet. I'm humbled by your majesty. You know, sometimes God's love for us is so great. It is majestic in the essence of what it is. And he so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. Begotten meaning that there was a union with God, and this woman, Mary, there was a union that produced a child. So that was the first begotten of many begotten, because once we connect to who God is and who we are in Christ, when we accept that he is our Lord and Savior, then we are also one of his children. We come into that family. His love was so great that the evidence of who he was and who he is in us is that evidence of that love is in the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. And a lot of times we spend a lot of time on the death and the burial, but really the power of who Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, who he was, the power of that is in his resurrection. Resurrection means raising, standing up. And for me, the resurrection of Jesus, that he resurrected from the dead, that he died and then resurrected and lived again, became fully who he was, completing the mission that God put him on the earth to do, completing his destiny, and then he resurrected in the fullness of who he was, the ascension of his life and his consciousness. He resurrected into the Christ, the anointed one and the anointing. And that, you know, as I'm saying it, it may sound like words, but they're really powerful words. And who Jesus was our way shower. Way shower meaning that he showed us the way, that just as he resurrected in the power from on high, in the power of God, we have the power also to resurrect from dead situations, dead things in our lives. Things that no longer meet who we are and who we are becoming, there's a power that was in Jesus. That same power, Jesus lives in us, is inside of us to resurrect from the dead thing. Dead, resurrect from sickness, from sick and diseased living situations, to resurrect from wrong and error thinking that, you know, I'm not this, I'm not good enough, da, da, to resurrect from that, to know and to resurrect from the consciousness that you are all that God created you to be, to resurrect from error thinking. And, you know, I've said before, sin is thinking, it's error thinking. And living out that erroneous thinking, that is sin. You know, and the whole essence of this whole thing, and the beautiful part of all of this, and all of this, and Jesus coming into this realm of being a way shore, showing us that we have the power to heal, to deliver. We have the power within ourselves, for ourselves and for others, to heal, all the things that he did. And he said that these things I do, you shall do also. So we have the power to heal, to deliver, to conquer, to be an example, to be a light in this world. And as we said, to resurrect from dead consciousness. You know, some of the things that are in the Bible, even when Jesus spoke to Lazarus, you know, raise up, come from the dead. You know, sometimes you have to look at them from a spiritual perspective to get the everyday meaning out of that. You know, Lazarus represented a dead consciousness. You know, and sometimes we are in a dead consciousness when you're hooked on drugs, when you're, you know, just in bad relationships that don't suit you, don't do anything. When you believe that you're stuck in a situation or a place that's sort of like a dead consciousness. And just as Jesus spoke, his words had that power to say, Lazarus, come forth. Come out of that dead situation. Come out. You have the power in you to come forth. And Lazarus also is evidence that we have a power through the spoken word of God and through our words. That spoken word from Christ hit Lazarus in the consciousness, and he raised. He came out of a dead situation. We have that power inside of us. Same thing with Jesus in laying in a tomb for 3 days. And I believe this with all my heart. To me, part of that whole Christian walk is to believe that Jesus died, that he was raised from the dead, that historical Jesus, that he went through all of those things on from Golgotha to Calvary. You know, in Golgotha, he went through the agony and the pain of, Lord, you know, that humanness part of him, take this cup from me, this bitterness, this I know I have to go through this, but if you could take this cup, that was the human part of him that, you know, who would want to go? He foreknew, he foreseen, he knew what he was going to have to go through to Calvary. You know, he was knowing he was going to have to be beaten, whipped as a sacrificial lamb. He knew all of that would entail, the suffering, the pain, that he would have to take on the suffering and pain of the world. He knew that. So in a moment in a Golgotha, as he prayed, he felt the intensity of that situation and asked the Lord, take that away from me. But then the other part of him, the divine, the spiritual part, accepted it. And that's when he said, Be it. You know, if it is not my will, Father, but your will. Your will be done in this whole situation. Your will be done, Father. Accepting the divinity and the destiny of his situation. And then on the cross, you know, sometimes we keep Jesus on the cross, but really what the cross signified is that we can nail our transgressions, our negative thinking, our everything and anything that holds us back and down, we can nail those things to the cross. You know, there is a powerful book that I've been studying, A Closer Walk with Jesus, and it talks about, you know, nailing some things is nailing our negativity to the cross. You know, those things that no longer serve us, to nail those things to the cross. That is what we should and ought to do, is to nail those negative things to the cross. And I'm kind of searching here because I'm looking. They have a cross here with things that you can nail to the cross. And I just wanted to read some of those things. But as I'm looking for it in this book, like I said, it is called A Closer Walk with Jesus, in which we kind of went through 30 days where we actually, I think it was more than that, 31 days through the whole period of just kind of going through some things. And the Passover period where we, you know, not necessarily gave up stuff like you give up bread for or food, but where you gave up those things that were holding you down, negativity, guilt, gossip. Those negative qualities in your life, that you gave up those spiritually so that you could cleanse yourself through this 30-day period. I want to read some of the things that we should nail to the cross, because the cross signifies the negativity and that which Christ suffered because of the negativity really of others. Because the same people that said, Hosanna, Hosanna, on Palm Sunday were the same people that when he was on the cross that said, crucify him, and even in our lives, the same people that celebrate us sometimes are the very same ones that can call out, crucify us. So this cross symbolizes a place to nail the negativity. So I'm going to read this, and they really actually have a cross with all of these words on here, and I'm going to read this, and I want you to think about it. Today, I cross out anger, Divine love fills me now. Today I cross out gloom. Divine peace is my life. Today I cross out guilt. Forgiveness fills me now. Today I cross out error. Divine truth is my life. Today I cross out fear of failure, poverty, and lack. Divine abundance is my right now. This is my day of crucifixion. I cross out confusion and nervousness and imbalance of every kind. The peace of God controls and fills my mind. I cross out disease in soul, heart, mind, and body, and estate. I nail those things to the cross. Divine health is here, right now. I cross out. I nail these things to the cross. I cross out covetousness, want, dissatisfaction, and waste. And divine health, wealth, and abundance is mine to claim now. I cross out, I nail out sadness, depression, misery, and self-pity. Divine joy, love, beauty, and unity are filling me as I continue to let go of all false beliefs in appearance in outer things. I nail to the cross pride, jealousy, selfishness, impatience, resentment, disloyalty, ignorance, uncleanness, uncharitableness, envy, half-heartedness, strife, double-mindedness, racism, gossip, judgment of myself and others, disobedience. I nail these things to the cross. Negligence, all foolishness, and all inordinate affection and outer conditions. These things pass away as I nail them to the cross. Rise up, Son of Man, the Son of God has set you free. So really see yourself being free from all of those things, because that's the power of the resurrection. The power of the resurrection is that your Christ, when he resurrected, when he ascended, was a free, totally free man to be all that God had created him to be, which is, you know, Lord and Savior. He was that on the earth, but he resurrected and ascended into the fullness of who we are, who he was, and stepped into the throne of God at the right hand of God to be the King of Kings. So rise up, Son of Man. The Son of God has set you free. With all the joy of Easter in our hearts, we bless you and see you radiantly alive, triumphantly resurrected into the new life in Christ. So to be triumphantly resurrected is to live your life in the fullness of who Christ was. He knew who he was. He resurrected from the power of on high, from God. The glory of the risen Christ shines in and through you as abundant, joyous, everlasting life. So, you know, that I said this earlier. To resurrect is to rise or to stand up. And it takes some effort, some energy to come from a lying position to a standing position. And it took power from on high. It took power from God for Jesus to raise up from the dead. And that is evidence in God saying that this is my son. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. And Christ was raised from the dead from God. God gave him the power to do that. And part of a lot of the resurrection signifies is God's love. You know, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whosoever believes in me shall never die. So we are, you know, eternal beings because of the power of the resurrection. You know, it is just that power that gives us the power to resurrect from any of the negativity that's in our life. The evidence of that God can do it, that Jesus did it, and with him saying, these things I do, you can do also. So we can resurrect from those dead situations. And the resurrection is basically all about God's love for us. You know, as evidence in, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, as I said before. So to me, the resurrection is evidence of a fulfillment of God's love for us. And resurrection acts as an energizer. It takes a tremendous amount of energy and power for Jesus to resurrect from the dead. You know, he lay there for 3 days, and then that energy and that power from on high, from God, he resurrected. And we pretty much had the luxury of pulling on that Christ energy and God's energy to come from dead situations. You know, we don't even have to lay literally in a situation that's dead. It's about our choices. We can choose another way because of the power. Also, the resurrection is evidence of our faith. Faith in Jesus, faith in ourselves, that we can come out of situations because Jesus, he lives in us. The power and the might that Jesus exemplified in his becoming a resurrected Savior is the same power that lives in us because we are connected to him. And like I said, the resurrection is evidence of our faith, because in Romans 10:9 it said, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, That's the other part of the resurrection, that God, his power, raised him from the dead. He shall be saved. So the resurrection is just awesome in itself, showing us that we have the power to raise up, and to rise. It correlates with power. The Jesus power to resurrect from the dead is our symbol. It's a symbol of the power that lies in us, that we also have the power to resurrect from any dead situation or thing. We have the power within ourselves, the same power that Jesus used to resurrect from the dead. We have that power in ourselves to resurrect, to live and to resurrect out of negativity into the positive, into the light of who God is and what he is in our lives. It almost makes you wonder, for me, it makes me wonder, what was the force that caused Jesus to raise from the dead? And as I said again, and I'll say it again, love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So love was the power. God is love. That was the power, the force that caused even the action of to be able to raise from the dead. Jesus, even his love for us, that he would do such a thing. Greater love has no man than this. So these are just some things to ponder and to think about the goodness of God and how God loves us, and that we have the power within us to resurrect from any situation, thing, because of our way shore. Showed us the way. How to resurrect from dead situations. You know, a couple of things. We need that love. That love is the force that pulls us. God's love, his grace, his mercy that pulls us up from dead situations. So we need love. We need faith that we can indeed resurrect out of any dead situation. We need the power of the spoken word. You know, when you know who you are, you can speak and it shall. You can speak and mountains will be moved, so that you won't even accept that you will. And you'll speak positivity into your life. You will affirm the positive so that you don't accept living in dead situations. So the power of the spoken word. So you need love, faith, power of the spoken word. Because it was through the power of the spoken word that even Lazarus came forth from the dead. Jesus raised from the dead through the power of that thought that I am the Savior of the world. He knew what he had to go through. So the power of the thought and the spoken word were things that resurrected him from the dead. And, you know, just God's grace and mercy and his unending, unfailing love. You know, I talked about grace a few weeks ago. You know, it's not anything that we did, nothing that necessarily we deserve, but these things were given to us because of his grace and his mercy. The power to resurrect from any dead situation is because of God's grace. And to live in anything less than God intended for you to live in is a denial of the power of God inside of you. The omnipotent, omnipresence, powerful God that lives inside of you. Jesus lives inside of you. The Holy Spirit, the emblem of all that lives inside of you. How powerful. A lot of times we don't live into the full potential of who we are because we have not accepted that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is inside of me. You know, and when you think on that, when you believe that, when you have that faith that I talked about, to know that that is so, how can you live any less than what God intended you to live? And then there's choice. A lot of times, and I know this is true for me, I've been in situations that may not have been for my highest good because of the choices that I made. Even the choice to believe that you have the power inside of you. It's a choice to believe that, to tap into that resurrected power that's inside of you that Jesus exemplified when he raised himself from the dead, to believe that that same power is in you is a choice. The Lord said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Will you serve your ego, which is edging God out? That tells you you can't do anything, you're no good, da-da-da-da-da, or that maybe pumps you up more than you are. Ego works either way. You have a choice to believe that, or you have the choice to believe that you are the child of God, that you can resurrect from any situation that's holding you, that you have the same power that Jesus had to raise from the dead. That power is indeed in you. And as I begin to end the program, I want to read a little bit of In His Presence by Eva Bale Werber. And this book just really, it lights up my heart sometimes. What can I say? Because it allows me to spend some time in His presence as I think on the things. You know, I read the Word, and that brings me to a close place with Jesus. And sometimes, and with God, I just sit quietly and meditate on the goodness of God and all that he has and what he wants me to do. Sometimes I sit quietly and ask, God, what is it? What's the will? What's your will for my life? You know, I give you my hopes, my desires, and my dreams. What is your will for my life? Because your will is going to be the highest good for me. So before we end the program, I like to just kind of, you know, take a couple of deep breaths and let's bring it down a little bit. You know, it's been Sunday, Easter. Some of you have cooked and gone to church and you received a good message, or you stayed around, but you just needed a moment, we all do, to just breathe in and breathe out. Let's do it again. And close our eyes and read. As I read this, close your eyes and listen. Cosmic power. This is God talking to you. No one ever comes to me seeking, but I fulfill their need. When my great cosmic power is released through you, what miracles shall be wrought? How little does man realize what my power really means? Day by day, it is being discovered in different ways, and nations marvel at the force in the universe, which has always been available for their use, but which is only now being made known. Yet do I say, man has only touched on the outer fringes of my power. When through prayer and meditation you open the portals of your mind to my bidding, I can realize through you a power which shall work miracles for you and those whom you contact. But you must be an open vessel, open to receive of me. Your ears must be attuned to my voice. Then can I reflect as a clear pool of graciousness and power that is mine. Not only must you come once, but again and yet again, stealing the mind that I may pour into it the full glories of my presence. You must find that still place in the midst of outer confusion and turmoil. The greatest power is created in stillness. I tell you and admonish you that this is the only way in which I can fittingly serve through you, you who were created for that purpose alone. When you fulfill this law of your creation, then and only then shall you know true peace and harmony in body and affairs. You know, there was a place when Jesus, you know, he went away from the disciples, you know, they had walked with him, and he went away, and in the stillness and the quietness, you know, that was the place where he basically accepted fully his mission of what he was going to do. You know, even that part of his Father, you can take this cup away. Can this cup be taken away? And then finally, not my will, but your will. There was a transition there where he accepted the destiny on which he was here to do. And he found that in the stillness and in the quietness. Sometimes to know where God is, even to resurrect from situations that no longer serve us, you got to find the power to do that in the stillness and the quietness and allowing God to speak through you, to you, as you. Just some thoughts to think about. Know that the same power that was in Jesus that resurrected him from the dead, God power, that God power is in you, and you have the power to resurrect from dead things in your life. One more time, we're going to listen to Unending Love by Hillsong. Know that his grace is sufficient, and that his unending love, it was his unending love that, you know, that Jesus did all of this for you through unending love. Let's listen to Hillsong. Really listen to the words. Take a deep breath. Just quietly meditate on the words of the song as we close. This is Soul in the City, where we aspire to go higher and higher in the spirit. Have a blessed Easter Sunday. And let's listen to Unending Love by Hillsong. See you soon. Unending Love.